The most enjoyable part of Kim Caldwell's job is actually an aspect where she feels she's lucked out because she hasn't had to manufacture any of it. And it all starts with the culture the team has built. But how is that influencing their on-court production? I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. I want to share a quick thank you for all the support you all have given Full Disclosure in its first year. Jimmy Himes and I feel so appreciative of that support. So when we hit 2,000 subscribers over the holiday break, we were simply overjoyed and we are so encouraged and excited for what's to come in the new year. And we just want to say thank you so much for your support. Everything we do here would not be possible without your support. So thank you. Now over to the Lady Vols, who are enjoying an 11-0 start on the season, which marks the best start in Lady Vols history by a debut head coach. And the way they're doing it probably exceeds anything that we could have ever anticipated when you look at the makeup of this team. 6 transfers, 8 returners, but they play like they've known each other their entire lives and that they played their entire collegiate careers together, not playing for the first time this season. And Coach Kim Caldwell says that's all a credit to the culture that they've built.
I think, one, I just got really lucky with the players that I inherited and the players we recruited. And also, we just make it a safe, fun place where you can be yourself, you can say whatever you need to say. We're not going to judge you, we're not going to be on you.
And this is something I even noticed in the preseason during the Lady Vols' media day. And it's a day where they have a bunch of tables lined around the summit floor and players are usually sitting together in pairs by their name cards waiting for media members to bounce around and either ask them questions one-on-one or in small group settings to try and get to know each player, especially the new ones. And instead of going to a table that had the players sat by their name card, you actually went to a table that was empty. And you look around and you notice that all of the players have actually migrated to where the coaches are, whether the assistants or their head coach Kim Caldwell, and the conversations, they just looked so fun and so lively, and it was interesting to see that because I've not seen that in the past. And then to see how much fun that they were having in just these casual conversations really highlighted how connected the team already was and how much they truly enjoyed being around each other, that they're not even waiting at the table, they've actually just gotten up and just kind of wanted to hang out with each other. And that's exactly what Coach Kim Caldwell says. She says none of this is scripted, none of this is manufactured. Some of it you have team bonding moments like building gingerbread houses, but most of the time it's just them hanging out, enjoying each other's company.
Just being around them in general is just fun. On the bus, they're telling jokes. On the way to the gym, when we get there early, you know, we are always out, so we're sitting on the bench and they're sitting with us. And so just anytime we're around each other, we do have a good time.
And it was during that tough stretch of 3 games, 4 days that it hit head coach Kim Caldwell that those good times are quickly winding down. That not only does conference play mark the second half of the season, but it also means that their time with their seniors is quickly becoming fewer and fewer.
So just making sure that as a coach, you soak up the moments with the players you don't have a lot of time with left. And that's unique as we haven't been around each other very long, but just still enjoying those moments.
It is a tough slate of SEC games the rest of the way. And that's where Caldwell's seniors and veteran players like Jule Spear will play an invaluable role down this stretch because they know what's about to come.
Jule has done a really good job since she's come back of just making sure her team is on the same page, making sure they know the plays, making sure everyone on the floor knows the plays, but just making sure that they get to things before I do.
Someone else Caldwell is happy to have back is, of course, Sarah Puckett. No doubt the forward has gone through some ebbs and flows this season when it comes to scoring either from the perimeter or in the paint. And it might have been their trip before the holiday break where Sarah Puckett found her groove once again, specifically against Tulsa, where she was 7 of 12. She had 3 triples and a season-best 7 rebounds. Now, Caldwell will say, you know, she knew it was only a matter of time before Puckett regained her confidence. And it actually might have been conversations Puckett had with Caldwell that helped her get out of this funk and back into her groove.
Yeah, just a lot of listening, telling her I believe in her. She wouldn't be on the floor if I didn't believe in her. To just go back to having fun and take all the pressure off of yourself.
Tomorrow we'll have a pregame report ahead of the team's game against Winthrop, their last one before SEC play begins. And we'll talk about where Caldwell believes her team has improved but still needs to continue improving if they want to have a successful stretch down conference play. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon to talk all things Winthrop and the Lady Vols. And then, of course, after their 2 p.m. game, we will have a postgame report as well. So, of course, make sure you're locked in as you guys usually are. And I will be back tomorrow.